Hundreds of thousands of people are coming home to their families for Christmas. Many will pass through airports all over the country this week. Cian McCormack is at Dublin Airport this morning. Cian, is it busy?
Oh, it's really, really busy at the moment, Gavin. Many flights arriving this morning, transatlantic flights. I'm in Terminal 2, and we'll hear the stories of the people coming in them in a few minutes. Other airports like Shannon, Cork and Knock are busy too. Shannon will have 51,000 passengers between now and the new year, marking its biggest number since 2009. Cork Airport is expecting around 100,000 passengers up until January 4th, and Ireland West Airport at Knock will have 30,000 people coming in and out on flights. And that's the airport's busiest ever Christmas, up 5% they're saying when compared to last year. Well, joining me now at Terminal 2 is Siobhan O'Donnell from Dublin Airport Authority. Siobhan, very busy here in Dublin, lots of people using it as a gateway to come home this Christmas. So what's your advice to people coming to the airport?
Well, we'd advise people to check which flight their flight's departing from, which terminal their flight's departing from, or if they're picking up people to check. So as a general rule, Aer Lingus, Etihad, Emirates and all the American flights come into T2 and all the other airlines operate from T1.
How many people are you expecting in and out of the airport?
Well, we take 2 weeks from last Friday until the 2nd of January, and we have almost 800,000 passengers arriving and departing, and that's 8% up, so that's quite significant.
I have to say, you're standing here and very briefly in a Rudolph jumper with Christmas lights on it. You look like a Christmas tree. What's happening here at the airport today?
Well, today we're having our DAA charity Christmas jumper day, and I'm the chairperson of the charity. I want to lead by example. So we're going to have all our staff, as many staff as possible, hopefully our frontline staff, to make the place extra festive and Christmas cheerful today.
Siobhan O'Donnell, thank you for joining us this morning. Well, we've heard about the numbers of passengers coming through the airport, so now let's hear the voices. I was talking to people coming home for Christmas and their families earlier on.
Sharon O'Farrell, and I've just travelled from New York. Home to see my mommy. It's good, but it's tough coming home and then having to go back again, so it's a bit of a roller coaster ride. At least I'm lucky I can come home.
Margaret O'Farrell, I'm Sharon's mother. I've been so looking forward to her coming home. It's like, it's so far away, you know.
It's special for Christmas as
well. Oh, completely, because Christmas, in my experience of having spent two Christmases in New York, it's one day, and then where I live, they're throwing the Christmas trees out into the trash the next day. So, yeah, it's a big deal here.
Of course, lots of Irish people in the States who can't come home because they've taken the choice to be there illegally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there are. And I know quite a few, actually. Yes, I was only speaking to some of them last night, and they're just devastated. But that's the choice, the tough choice that they had to make.
My name's Connor. I'm from Dublin, but coming home from New York.
I'm Claire, his sister.
And Catherine, his mum.
And why are you over in New York?
I live there now, so I've been working over there as an architect for the last few months. And yeah, it's all going well, but always good to come home.
Delighted to have him home. It's great.
Will you keep him at home?
Yes.
Do you want to stay at home?
I do. In front of them, I have to say yes.
You are an architect, so over the past number of years, there wouldn't have been a lot of work, really.
No, yeah, there wouldn't have been. I mean, it's definitely picked up in Dublin over the last year or two, I think. But you set down roots somewhere and you kind of want to stay on for a bit longer. And
what are your perceptions from abroad of Ireland?
Mostly positive. People see it in a very good light.
Do you think there would be much work for someone like yourself over the next couple of years? I think you're kind of set on staying in New York for the time being.
For now, yeah. I mean, definitely if you're graduating from architecture in Dublin, I think there's much more jobs than when I came out about, what was it, 2011, which was the height of the crash. But no, I think now if you came out, you've definitely got a chance of getting a job here. You don't have to move away.
What are the plans then for Christmas Day, Claire?
So we're going to our cousin's house for Christmas Day, and then I'm getting married on the 30th, so there's loads of celebrations.
Glenn Messina from New York.
Nice family scenes here.
Yes, very nice family scene. Wife's home, seeing all her family.
And what's her name?
Sharon.
Everyone's here to meet you. Lots of excitement.
Oh my God, it's wonderful. We needed to be here this year.
Is this your mum here?
That's my mum.
Marta, how are you doing? Sharon's home.
Oh, we're home. All home, thank God, yeah. I'm delighted, absolutely thrilled. Couldn't wait to see them all.
In front of them, I have to say, yes, passengers arriving home at Dublin Airport this morning. Cian, 2 weeks ago you reported from Tipperary on how the parish of Gortnahoe Glengool in the county is getting 18 young players back home from abroad this Christmas. And some of those players will be coming through Dublin Airport, and there's something special organised.
Oh, that's right, Gavin. The club, as you were saying, they've organised that home to hurl for St. Stephen's Day, and that will mean, I think the figure is actually now up to 19 because an extra player is coming home. Well, they'll have that match where those 19 players will take on the Gurtinahoo Glengool Parish team. But the president of the GAA, Liam O'Neill, is backing up the initiative. He's here at the airport because tomorrow he'll be arriving in here to welcome one of the last hurlers from Gurtinahoo Glengool into the airport, and also as well a busload from the parish will be coming up here at about 11 o'clock tomorrow. But Connect Ireland, the initiative to try to get immigrants abroad to connect and bring business back to Ireland in terms of jobs, they're involved with an initiative with the GAA. What's this all about, Liam O'Neill?
Well, Connect Ireland is about communities, about bringing jobs to communities in Ireland. It's about people who are working in companies abroad, giving their connections to Connect Ireland, and in the hope that if their company is going to come to Europe, that Connect Ireland can entice them to Ireland. That'll mean jobs for local communities. That's very important to us because we want our players playing abroad to get back home, and we'd love to be the conduit through which that information can flow from abroad to Connect Ireland.
And there's that GAA network abroad. Of course, that's the flip side of having so many young people travelling to different parts of the world. It means GAA clubs are stronger in faraway places.
Absolutely, and the Department of Foreign Affairs are delighted to back this as well, and we're delighted that GAA is on board with this. We can actually, through this initiative, be more relevant to the GAA community by connecting with people abroad, because we actually are providing a service around the world now. When a person goes abroad, they're connected with our GAA club abroad, and they don't have to be GAA players. The GAA clubs are quite willing to help out anybody who goes abroad, and we would love to be the means by which jobs could be brought back to Ireland so our players could be brought home. We have the Sam Maguire and Liam McCarthy Cup here to greet people. People are having their photographs taken with it. They're dropping their connections to the Connect Ireland people, and we've had a fantastic reaction to it, and we're really pleased with the initiative. Over 1,000 people have signed up so far. We're here since the 15th till tomorrow, and we hope that as many people as possible will give their contacts to Connect Ireland.
Well, briefly, the home to hurl, we have a lot of players coming home. That's a great initiative, isn't it? Do you think these 19 players will stay home in Ireland? Unlikely, I'd say.
Well, it's probably unlikely initiative, but the initiative is fantastic. We're delighted that Keith Dwyer, Mark Dwyer and Augie Long are here with us, and we hope that this might give the inspiration to other clubs to do this, bring as many people as possible home, and hopefully some of them will get jobs here through Connect Ireland and will stay with us.
Well, you mentioned the three guys here. I think you're all cousins, or you're all first cousins in some way, but Keith Dwyer, Mark Dwyer, Augie Long, you're home now. You're after travelling from Melbourne. I must say, when I look at the Gurtinahoo Glengool jersey, I always think of the Cork jersey, but far away from that in Tipperary.
That's right, yeah. It's going to be a great day for the community. Charities for Scoil Éingusa and North Tip Hospice. We're going to bring home 20 guys to play a game of hurling. It's going to be a great day for everyone.
It's going up, it's 20 now. Mark, it must be great to be home, is it? What do your parents think?
Yeah, no, it's always nice to be home, isn't it? I mean, don't get me wrong, like, it's nice to have the nice weather over where we are, but home will always be home, and you know, just delighted to be back to see everyone again, you know.
Well, you're back from Perth, and finally, I think you're after arriving from Reading this morning, Oogie. That's right, is it?
From Birmingham.
Yeah, happy to be home then?
Yeah, looking forward to meeting all the boys that have been away for so long. Like, I have first cousins, I haven't seen them for about a year and a half, I'd say.
It's both. All part of the home to hurl initiative. But out of all of the guys, we've gone from 18, 19, now 20. But do you think many of you will stay at home? Are the jobs there in mid-Tipperary for you?
Not at the moment, I don't think so yet. But hopefully through the Connect Ireland and the connections thing that might develop, and through this we can spread the word.
Keith Dwyer, Mark Dwyer, Augie Long, enjoy the game on St. Stephen's Day. Best of luck with that. Liam O'Neill, President of the GAA, thank you for joining us too here at Dublin Airport this morning. It's going to be busy here today, but for now, it's back to you in studio.